happy girl. She's got her love to keep her warm. Old Boomer, the deadbeat of her heart. I wonder if I ought to tell her what a chiseler Boomer is. Well, hey, what's this?
Whoa there, no rub. Whoa, no bump. Hi there, Fibber. Can I give you a lift?
No, thanks, Harpo. I'm too cold. I got to walk to keep warm. Where are you going in the cutter?
Oh, I'm delivering valentines.
You mean all that stuff there in the back there is valentines there? How many sweethearts have you got?
Oh, thousands.
Huh?
I love every housewife who uses Johnson's Glow Coat. Easy to use, no rubbing polish that shines as it dries.
I know. Let's see one of them there valentines, bud.
Okay. Here, read this.
Oh, you hold it. I got my mittens on.
All right.
My heart is at your feet, my sweet. You're the one that I adore. May our course of love be bright and smooth as the glow coat on your floor. Say, that ain't bad, Harpo.
Oh, read the next verse.
Okay, hold it still.
All right.
If you could take a shine to me, to you I'll bring a shine that's a joy to you. So don't refuse to be my valentine. Signed, S.C. Johnson & Son, Racine, Wisconsin. Per Cupid Wilcox.
Do you like it, Fibber?
Yeah, it's all right, but ain't you a little large for a Cupid, Harpo? Where's your wing?
Oh, I can't wear them anymore. They grounded me for stunting too close to a blonde. You sure I can't give you a lift, Fibber?
No, thanks. You slay me as it is.
Okay, pal, I'll see you later. Get up there, no rub. Get up, no buff.
Great guy, Harpo. He even come over and put Johnson's wax on my grandfather's clock so I wouldn't have a dull moment. Oh, it's cold. Now that I got my water turned on again, I better be getting home and see how the old man is getting along with the fire. I won't have any hot water for my cold shower tomorrow morning.
Well, for scream's sake, hello there, Peter.
Oh, hi, Nick. Well, it's chilly, ain't it? Where are you going with the ice skates, Nick?
Oh, some of my kids are learning to teach me how to be a winter sportsmanship. And believe me, Fizzer, I'm learning how to skate from the bottom up, if I know what you mean.
Well, I have a rough idea. You have a wonderful time with them six kids of yours, don't you, Nick?
Oh, sure. They're a good bunch of sweeties. As I was saying to Mrs. DePopulis at breakfast this morning, Mrs. DePopulis, I'm saying, while she is scraping the pieces of toast so loud I can't hear yourself think. Mrs. DePopulis, I'm saying... And then she's going out in the kitchen for a jar of marmalade. Mrs. DePopulis, I'm hollering.
Well, what were you hollering?
Well, by that time, I'm being so exasperated, I don't know what I am saying. Well, I've got to be on your way because the kids are meeting me over at the raiding skink.
Skating rink. So you're going to be a figure skater, are you?
Well, I wouldn't go so far away as to say that, Peter. Figure skating is a pretty complicated proposition. I don't think I'm ever being a world's champion, Mom, but I will be next best because my runners are always up. You grab me? Well, so long, Fisher. If I don't see you again in the next week or so, what difference does it make?
Boy, boy, it's cold. Oh, hi, Billy.
Hello, Pepper. Still pretty cold, isn't it?
I'll say it is. Some kids had built a snowman up the street, and when I come by, he was blowing on his hands. You got a number you can play till I get home, Billy?
Sure. How about the four notes in the band and sing for your supper?
Swell. Go ahead, Billy. Sing for your supper.
Ha ha ha! sing. She is Curtis and on wing, so I've heard. Eagles and storks are twice as strong. Off a canary knows this song.
But the canary gets along.
She's just a gilded bird. Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Strong birds always eat. If the song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll get dinner. Dine with wine of choice. If romance is in your voice, is in your voice, I heard from a wise canary. Thrilling makes a fellow willing. So, little swallow, swallow now. Now's the time for you to sing. For your supper, you know songbirds are not dumb. And they don't buy a crumb of bread. It's bad. So sing and you will surely be fed. Sing for your supper and you get breakfast. Songbirds aren't so dumb, dee dumb. They don't even buy a crumb of bread. It's said, reedy, reedy, dee 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 dee.
Oh, sing
for your supper.
Oh, sing
for your supper.
Oh, sing.
Sing for Your Supper, cooked up by Billy Mills and dished out by the Four Notes. Say, it seems to be a little warmer in this house now. We just put that line in to show I'm home again, folks. Pretty subtle technique, I called it. Incidentally, I wonder what that old duffer found to build a fire with. I'll go down and have a look. Ah, dead rat. Why don't people stay home on a day like this? Come in.
Ah, there, Goose Flash. Good day.
What's good about it? What you want?
I was on my way over to Mrs. Uppington's, and I thought I'd stop in here a minute to get warm. My mistake. It's colder in here than it is outside.
Well, I can't imagine you wanting to go anyplace where the heat was on, Boomer. And another thing, I know all about you borrowing $50 from Mrs. Uppington to buy her a valentine, too, besides.
Charming girl, Mrs. Uppington. I'm afraid I'm head over checkbook in love with a dear girl.
I'm afraid she is with you, too.
By the way, Skimpy, I hear the lovely creature has a large trust fund laid away. Is there any truth in that beautiful rumor, or am I being stung again by a will-o'-the-wasp?
You're just after her money, and she'd know it if she was a little brighter.
Sir, you're speaking of the woman I love.
Come off the high horse, Boomer, before it throws you. And another thing, she's going to be awful hurt if you don't come through with that $50 valentine. You know that, don't you?
Certainly, certainly. Wouldn't cause her a moment's distress, not a moment's. Oh. If I had to put that $50 into a worthy charity, the Horatio K. Boomer Home for Old and Infirm Horatio K. Boomer. Then I wrote her a valentine myself.
Yeah, I can imagine you writing a valentine. Roses are red and violets are blue. This is wrote on the back of an IOU.
That's very good, Thackeray. Very good. Let me show you mine. Let me see now where to put that valentine. Have it here someplace. Valentine, valentine. Here's a finger ring with a sharp point for marking cards. I have an unfortunate heredity, small fry. My family came to this country in the steerage, and I grew up with a weakness for the bottom of the day. The steamship ticket to Venezuela. Lovely country, no extradition. Here's a bill for my tailor. Ignorant fellow, can't even spell reprobate. And a check for a short beer. Well, well, no valentine, not mad. Well, I guess I can talk my way out of it. Nothing like a silver tongue to engrave a little sentiment on a heart of gold. Very neat thought. Must run along and see the dear girl before I forget it. Good day, Pogo Stick.
That guy's such a double dealer, he could play himself a game of cribbage. Say, the heat's coming up here, all right. The old man must have found some kindling. I'll go down and see.
old-timer. I'm home again. Did you get a fire built okay? Wonder if he's gone. Hey, old-timer, you down here? Why, that old duffer built a fire and didn't even stay to enjoy it. Hey, what's this? My golf bag. Uh-huh, and empty, too. Well, now I know what to use for kindling. My tool chest all chopped up. And what's this pile of wood here? Well, what do you know about that? There's that golden oak dresser out of my bedroom. Why, that'll... Oh, well, I might as well put on some more wood and make a good fire.
Ouch, that furnace door is hot. Come on in, Johnny, but don't hold that door open. It's the first time I've been warm in 2 days.
Well, folks, I ain't got the old timer out of the furnace yet, but I'm going to have Boomer come back a little later and shake him down. The old clinkers. Excuse me, folks. Hello? Oh, Zazu Pitt. Hi, Zazu. You got our Valentine, huh? Oh, shucks, that was nothing. What you doing next week, Toots? Well, why don't you ask your ma, can you come over to our house and play? You can? Oh, that's swell. I'll see you Tuesday, then. Okay, Zazu. So long. Good night, folks.
Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.